Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Schilling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Calm moves to third. Earl Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Krause and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler bunts for a single. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Sewell, and towards Fonseca, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Roger Peckinpah. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Earl Shealy. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.